This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
I shouldn't have done it, but I read it in your letter. You said to a friend that you wish you were doing better. I wanted to call you, but I didn't say a thing.
Folks, we're here.
This is crazy.
Dr. Shenick, really appreciate your time today. We'll make a lot of great points. In closing, how does this show us that we need to become more self-sufficient? And then I interrupted you with a break 30 minutes ago. Can you get into Biden and his senile dementia? And he seems to be degenerating very, very fast.
Let me go. You and I had this conversation a year ago, and I said that the minute the Democrats invited psychiatrists from Yale, particularly Jerry Post from the CIA and Dr. Bren Lee, the chairman at Yale Department, and 700 other psychiatrists to designate that Trump was a malignant narcissist, which is not correct. They opened the door to their own self-destruction. And that's really what we're talking about, Alex. You and I have been talking about the self-destruction of a party and a people who are so arrogant and so ignorant that they didn't realize they were talking about their own deficiencies. Biden has a serious problem. I don't wish it upon him. He had two aneurysms. He's totally disoriented, time, place, and person. The Democrats right next to him know very well that he's demented.
He said a year ago he keeps not knowing where he is. Everywhere he goes, he says he's in the wrong place now.
That's correct. And he actually confused his daughter and his wife, so it's totally disoriented. I can say honestly, because I was not asked to come in. Trump would never ask me for psychiatric diagnosis, and I wouldn't provide it for him. I'm saying this to you as a board examiner a year ago, not maliciously, and it's not a weapon. He is senile by any definition. I said the same thing when Bernie Sanders said he only had a coronary insufficiency, and I said that was a lie. He had a heart attack. 3 days later, they had to admit he had a heart attack. So the two front-running candidates are literally in the forefront of the self-destruction of the Democratic Party.
Well, that's my next question. How would you keep pushing someone who can't string a sentence together? Instead of just worrying about Biden, which I know you're not, what does it say about the Democrats? They keep trying to push this guy.
Always remember, Napoleon said, never correct the mistakes of your enemy. I'm not going to correct it. I'm saying it to you.
No, you're right. The quote is, don't interrupt your enemy while they're destroying themselves.
That's correct. Thank you. You must have known Napoleon Bonaparte. So,
I didn't know that's a famous quote. You're right.
No, but I'm saying, Alex, this is what we don't do. We do not interrupt. We can talk about it. They won't listen. They say we're out of tune. We're alternative media. We're right wing.
I agree. Their delusion is their real power. It's our power to bring them down.
That's correct. Remember, everything we talk about is the power for self-destruction, and that's exactly what's been happening. Nancy Pelosi tearing up the speech was the final act of a woman who's senile. Even her own daughter said, this is like Grandma Italy did it, and she's totally out of control. Dianne Feinstein doesn't even know what she's doing. At 87 years old, she has to leave. So you're going to have a shift to the right and to the Republican Party, where for the first time, we're going to say it's enough. We have to concentrate on our economy. No more wars. We want peace, and we want economic self-sufficiency. Now, the beauty of this country, if we had one religion, it's not Christianity. It's entrepreneurism. We are by nature and by growth a entrepreneur country. I can go bankrupt here twice or three times without having to pay the penalty of disgrace as I would in Europe or China or in Asia.
So we're a wildcat, wild west system.
You got it. You got it. Self-sufficiency, entrepreneur, and the ability to make mistakes and the ability to assess
reality.
Well,
that's right. In Europe, the stuff they've done to me, everybody would buy into and I'd be over. The more rebel I get, the more they do, the more mistakes I make, the more wins I have. People just love me more.
Because you honestly, you're a very bright man. And underneath that humor, you know very well you're getting your point across. And quite frankly, like most other comedians, and you've had a lot of them, they tend to be the best actors and the smartest guys.
We're out of time. We love you. Come back soon. Everybody's calling me. I'm getting constant streams of text messages and phone calls and family visiting the house saying, is coronavirus really deadly? How bad is it really? So I would encourage listeners, yes, go get high-quality, storable foods. We have the only company, the biggest in the nation, that actually still has food. It does take 5 to 8 weeks to get it to you because they got to package it. They got the food. But I want to encourage listeners to do the most important thing, and that's drink purified water. That's pray. That's get focused. That's not be stressed out because you're prepared. And that's get DNA Force Plus with PQQ and CoQ10 that cleans out the mitochondria and the cells and is the biggest immune booster you can engage in. The X2, the X3, the foundation, everything. The Ultra 12, back in stock. Our Nano Silver, Super Silver, and Super Blue toothpaste, it's still 50% off. Turmeric is known for doing a super job when it comes to cleaning out your cells. We have the strongest turmeric you're going to find out there. 95% curcuminoid from Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. That's back in stock. And purchases at InfoWarsStore.com for the highest quality supplements, storable food, and you actually get them delivered in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. So get those today.
Live from Freedom Command Central, it's the Alex Jones Show.
You know, I don't say this enough, but I mean it from the bottom of my heart. To the audience, to our supporters, to the great crew, to my family that puts up with me. I'm not perfect, but I believe in humanity. And I hate tyrants. And I've seen the victory we've had over evil. Let's crank this song up for a minute. And that's what it comes down to, is I believe in humanity. I know you do.
I don't need to fight.
Prove I'm right.
To prove I'm right.
What's crazy is God already forgave me, Jesus said. The devil's trying to play God. He made me look guilty and made me look like a bad person all day. But real people know. And you've held InfoWars up. That's why when you call on the show and thank me, it's a sick joke. I thank you for keeping me in the fight. It's amazing. All right, let me hit some news, then we're going to go to break and bring Milo in studio. He's got a lot to cover. He did a great job yesterday with Owen Schroer. I didn't watch it when it was live, but I saw it at night in a rebroadcast. It was really powerful. So he'll be in studio. I'm talking about a deplatformed, persecuted person, but it's a badge of honor, and he's stronger now and more hardcore than he was, and that's a good thing. Because the scars aren't blemishes. Everybody knows they're marks of where we've been and what we've done. They're like bumper stickers on the back of an RV. The states and national parks you traveled to. I like all my scars. They're pretty. My physical scars, my spiritual scars, my emotional scars. They're not fun when they're happening, but later, isn't it the worst things ever happened to us in a way are the best things? Because it's how we judge the rest of the world and how we begin to appreciate really what life's all about. Because without conflict, righteous conflict, there is no consciousness. Well, there could be nothing more emblematic in a science fiction nightmare horror novel than Joe Biden. In what futuristic novel written, say, by Robert A. Heinlein in 1962, would you have a man clearly brain damaged, involved in incredible corruption, who can't string a sentence together, and he's the Democratic nominee, and if you criticize him, you're evil and you're a racist and you're bad? Well, here's the article. It's up on InfoWars.com from Adam Salazar. Watch Biden call Trump's response to Wuhan coronavirus xenophobic. And that's the new talking point. China shoots people at checkpoints and welds them into their houses and all the other countries block them. But we do. It's xenophobic. Well, on the face, that's illogical. But see, he doesn't have logic. All he's got is divide and conquer. So here's what he had to say.
While putting health and safety of the American people first, above everything else. Yesterday, we announced a public health advisory committee of experts who will continue to counsel my campaign and me help guide our decisions on the steps to minimize further risk. But we will lead by science. The World Health Organization now has officially declared COVID-19 a pandemic. Downplaying it, being overly dismissive, or spreading misinformation is only going to hurt us and further advantage the spread of the disease. But neither should we panic or fall back on xenophobia. Labeling COVID-19 a foreign virus does not displace accountability for the misjudgments that have been taken thus far by the Trump administration. Let me be crystal clear. The coronavirus does not have a political affiliation. It will infect Republicans, independents, and Democrats alike. It will not discriminate based on national origin, race, gender, or zip code. It will touch people in positions of power, as well as the most vulnerable in our society. And it will not stop. Banning all travel from Europe or any other part of the world may slow it, but as we've seen, it will not stop it. And travel restrictions based on favoritism and politics rather than risk will be counterproductive. This disease could impact every nation.
Well, I haven't seen him in like 8 months give a straight talk, but he practiced that like 15 times. And they've got all the American flags behind him because he's not an American, he's a globalist. But did you hear all those lies? It was absolutely stunning, one lie after another. Simply mind-blowing to see that much deception. He said, labeling it a foreign virus won't let you off, Trump, for your bad job, because they want to blame Trump for it, like we told Trump 6 weeks ago. And Trump now gets that, and thank God he's saving his presidency and the country by exposing it. What a dirty group of filth. Oh, China, with its filth and its open sewers, still have high-tech stuff, but then no sewers, and the whole factory's workers live in shanty towns. Oh, they don't have any blame. Oh, no. It's all Trump. It's all America. F off, Joe Biden. You reanimated corpse. Go ahead and climb in that grave, but don't do it till you lose to Donald Trump. I wish no harm upon you, you piece of garbage. Let's shift gears now. Look at some of these headlines I've got here. The feds are going after bogus coronavirus products. Should Alex Jones be worried? That's Mother Jones, George Soros financed. So I've done nothing wrong, but they say, oh, the feds are going after bogus products. So should they go after Alex? That was 2 days ago. Here's today and yesterday, Alex Jones peddling toothpaste. He falsely claims can kill coronavirus. That's not actually what I said. New York Post. But why are they attacking me? Alex Jones claims his colloidal silver toothpaste kills coronavirus, despite Jim Baker being sued for some product. Old Jim Baker sells his for $120-something. We sell ours for $19.95. Alex Jones is telling his viewers that the toothpaste will kill coronavirus. Well, let's go over the facts approved by lawyers and the Pentagon. Silver Soul Technology uses InfoWarsStore.com products. Facts. Silver Soul Technology is used as the first line of defense in hospitals and health clinics against viral and bacterial infection. The Pentagon also uses it. I'll show you the documents in a moment. Dr. Paul K. Carlton, previously from the Texas A&M University Health and Science Center, wrote to the U.S. Department of Homeland Security that Silver Soul technology has undergone rigorous testing and has been found to kill anthrax, bubonic plague, hospital staff, and SARS. This is from 13 years ago. We have a copy of the letter on file and have relied upon it for making representations on air. ServiceSol's own website details how it's been researched by the FDA and cleared in double-blind human ingestion studies for over-the-counter sale. We consistently work to maintain above FDA best practice standards on all of our health supplements and website compliance. And then I've got all the letters right here. Okay. So they just don't know what to do, that we have a company with an approved nanosilver that the Pentagon said, there's Department of Army 13 years ago took out SARS, when SARS is the family of coronavirus. Now, does it take out this very coronavirus? It's like saying if I shoot a wild hog in the head with a 357 Magnum and it dies, if another breed of wild hog goes by, does a bullet kill it? I don't know. I mean, if I run over a dog versus a walrus in the highway, does it kill it? It's ridiculous, folks. Silver's on record, and it's show documented, and these nano-silvers are super powerful, and it's what they have in hospitals and everywhere. That debate's over. And the Democrats get pissed that we go out and find one of the most recognized certified companies to bring you the best. Why wouldn't I want to bring you the best? I bring you the best at a good price. You love it. I love it. I use it. My kids use it. We live happily ever after. So they're really pissed off right now, folks, that people are getting this and protecting themselves, and they're just running around tattletaling, trying to misrepresent what's going on, and it's just not going to work. No, if you already have this stuff and you already are infected, obviously taking silver isn't going to protect you. But if it's a front line on your hands, creams, all these things are sold over the counter, it's been proven to give you another buffer against it to take it out. And if you take it and have it in your throat and things, when it then affects it, it can block it at that point. It's unbelievable.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
I am doing it all. The water, the fiber, the exercise, but I still have constipation with belly pain, straining, and bloating that keep coming back. My doctor said that I may have a chronic medical condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C.
Linzess, linaclotide, is a prescription medication that treats adults with IBS with constipation. Linzess helps relieve belly pain and lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor and learn more at Linzess.com. That's Linzess.com. Or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Sponsored by Allergan Pharmaceuticals and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@GCNlive.com.
Here of censored.tv with the great work of Gavin McGinnis, and he's with us here on air. Did a great job. I watched it last night. I didn't watch it live with Owen Troyer. Wow, good to have you here in Austin. Glad you came to visit. Got a new big book about to come out.
Mm-hmm.
But just first and foremost, what's front and center for you?
Well, good to see you. Thanks for having me back. I've been spending the last couple of weeks trying to avoid this hysteria about coronavirus and all of the, you know, it's not entirely clear to me that it even exists. You walk out in the street in New York and Austin, everything seems completely fine. But what I have noticed are all these command and control precedents being set up. You know, if you can, they just closed down hockey just now, a few minutes ago, NBA yesterday, you know, can shut these games down for something else.
I was just talking to one of the crew here who has family in Mexico, in Monterey. They're just closing school. No one knows that yet. We're about to write an article on it.
The distressing thing about it for lovers of individual liberty is that this is clearly precedent setting, right? If you can close down the NBA for this, then you can do it more easily in the future.
And any group wants to shut down the world economy, they just release a novel virus, it's all over.
Every 2 to 4 years in time with the elections, just peculiar that is. The Democrats.
So who do you think the prime suspect is for this?
Well, Democrats got the recession they wanted, the recession that's the only possible thing that could get Donald Trump out of office.
And they're openly celebrating it. That should end their party forever.
They can't get the guy out of office with a candidate. They can't get him out of office on the facts. They can't get him out of office on the merits. It seems to me the only thing they can get him out of office with is a recession. So that's what they're trying now.
So headline, Milo Yiannopoulos, Democrats bet everything on coronavirus.
Of course. I mean, it's the best thing that's ever happened.
Our Democrats love corona. So I love New York. I love corona.
I've no doubt that there is some kind of flu. I mean, coronavirus has been on the back of bottles of antiseptic or whatever for 3 years already. It has been existed for a while, you know. But the clearly the hysteria is manufactured, and clearly it is serving one particular side of the political aisle who are going in ham on it for electoral reasons. Clearly that's the Democrats. Clearly the media and the Democrats have a vested interest in the country shutting down ahead of the next presidential election. It's obvious, isn't it?
You know, they pulled that up. It's been on bottles of stuff for years.
Yeah. Yeah. Because it's as far as I can tell, it's a man-made thing everyone's known about for a while. It's just, you know, who reads the back of these bottles, right? But someone noticed somewhere, somehow, that this thing is on the back of
China used it as a way when they were losing in Taiwan and domestically to...
Well, I just wonder, when the coronavirus thing peters out, will Hong Kong still be there? Suddenly we're not hearing about these protesters anymore. That's quite convenient. I'm just wondering whether...
By the way, I have Pentagon reports that the SARS virus, same family as the coronavirus, is killed by nanosilver. We were saying, that was 13 years ago they were saying that. They don't want us saying it now. You just pointed out that disinfectant says it on it.
Right. And also the other thing is, even if it's all true, even if everything they're saying is true about it, it's just not... It doesn't really seem to me to be that incredibly serious. The death rate's really low. I mean, the death rate is...
But the hysteria is very low.
The hysteria is the story, and that's what will damage people. I mean, look, I got a text just the other day from my dental hygienist who says that she is about to be put off work for 2 months because the dentist she works for is closing the surgery. She doesn't have, she's not like an employee with health benefits, whatever. She's a self-employed.
So it's a lockdown of
civilization. This is going to hurt people, really hurt people.
What Bible verse is it where the wicked flee when none pursues? Because first it was a 15% death rate in the lands of study. Then they go, oh, it's actually 5. Now it's 2. Now it's 1. Now it's
now it's like 0.0. And you have to be 96 years old and have like 50 years of pre-existing lung conditions. And oh, and you need HIV. And then maybe you'll die. Like, give me a break.
Well, what happened with HIV? Because remember, a lot of folks said early on it was all a hoax and the drugs were killing you.
They said that.
And then now it's like, oh, magic's fine. Everybody's fine.
They said that they found a slice of HIV in it, which suggested that it was indeed made in a lab.
And the delivery system.
Right, exactly. And that there was a slice of HIV in it, which is how it infected people and how it was, you know, it was so infectious. And indeed it was patented by an organization that was funded by US and UK foundations. Some of these foundations seem to be dedicated to the reduction of global population.
Bill Mulder, or it's like vampire bats flying around.
No, I mean, it's like you try so hard not to indulge in what they always call, you know, the right, far right conspiracy theory, whatever. But you try to be like, no, come on. And you look at it, and you're just like,
well, that's my thing, is that tabletop exercise, 15, 65 million dead, too much more. And now they've got the vaccine, the patented virus. And now Bill and Melinda Gates are sending out the kits to create hysteria. It's like, this is the real Dr. Evil here.
Yeah, it's just another flu. And but as I say, the real story here is, of course, who is leveraging it and for what, right?
Well, I want to say this. If I went in whole hog and said end of the world, obviously I can sell more product. People need turmeric and colloidal silver and you know, high-quality products anyway for their lives. And sure, it's probably bad for some. Sure, get geared up and ready. But a lot of folks I know are actually mad that I'm not like just, it's the end of the world, run for the hills, kill yourselves, it's all over.
That must be a new experience for you, people telling you that they're upset that you're being too
but don't worry, I've also got to be moderate. I'm hyping it that it's the end of the world.
I don't know, has that happened often?
No, it's never happened before. Let me ask you this, Milo. Milo Yiannopoulos here in studio with his new book coming out. Why do you think they are hyping it so much right now then? I've never seen hype like this.
Well, it seems obvious to me that if people are hurting, if people are losing their jobs, if people are having to dig into their kids' college funds to make rent, all the rest of it, it's more likely to create a volatile electoral environment for the,
that's
for
it.
The
it's presidential, all pointed at Trump.
For the presidential
and I was saying that 6 weeks ago. Democrats now go, hallelujah, this is going to get Trump. I mean, I'm going to play the clips. You've seen it, Milo.
Yeah.
How bad is it going to get?
Well, so they say that because they've just changed the testing conditions, you know, so before you had to say, oh, I had some travel to China, or I need confirmed contact with someone who had the virus. Now they're trying, now there are more test kits available, to give one to pretty much anybody who wants one. So you're probably going to see an enormous explosion over the next week or two of new confirmed cases of coronavirus because more people are now eligible to have the tests. After that,
and that's going to create the real hysteria.
Yeah, I think so. And then, I mean, we haven't seen anything yet. I mean, this is nothing. Sports games canceled. Who cares? But I've been able to get on a plane here and home and no problem. That means society is basically functioning okay.
When do you think lockdown hits? 3 weeks? 4 weeks?
A week or two, I guess. I mean, I went down downtown Austin last night. It was fine. Everybody was out drinking, partying, having a good time.
There's still less traffic, and I can go in restaurants I didn't get in before.
Yeah. No, I got a reservation in New York. I wouldn't have been able to. I wouldn't have been able to get a few weeks ago, actually, a couple of days ago. But I mean, that's it so far. But, you know, once the planes are grounded, then you have, you know, a country that is no longer functioning as a...
And you know they're going to have a few cities shut down as a test case.
Right. I mean, it's, you know, there's...
Probably like Seattle.
The thing that worries me... Yeah, or the West Coast places. The thing that worries me is... you know, New Jersey instituting this state law where spreading misinformation about the coronavirus is now an offense that can land you in jail.
That's totally arbitrary. That's
exactly. I mean, what do the police know? Are you telling me the police? What is the police's standard of evidence? What's their reference point? Is it CNN? Is it CBS? Where is it? The New York Times?
Well, you just told me something I didn't know. New Jersey.
It is now going to be an offense in New Jersey, punishable with jail terms for spreading misinformation about the coronavirus. And I'm sitting here thinking, okay, so I'm speculating.
You know Snopes is going to be the source.
I'm sitting here speculating on your show about what I think is really going on. Am I going to go home and get arrested? Am I going to get thrown in jail?
So let's talk about that with Milo, because, folks, let's say the virus isn't a big deal. The hysteria and the response is, in Georgia, has an old prison camp. They're using a state park. They're now putting people in involuntarily. We'll be right back. Rich in Alabama. Rich, thanks for calling.
Hey, Mr. Dr. Jones, appreciate it. First thing, I love the Turbo Force. I drive truck for a living, and it's amazing. Coffee kind of gives you a little crash there at the end, but that Turbo Force is amazing.
How is Turbo Force different than coffee?
I'll tell you what, it's sustainable anywhere from 8-10 hours. I don't feel the jitters like I do drinking coffee, and it's just, you know, at the end of the day, I don't need anything to go to bed. I'll pop a knockout, boom, I'm out cold.
Well, that's what we went out to a top developer who didn't want his name on it, and I said, what would the ultimate long, say, 10-hour energy be? Is that possible? That's good and clean and strong and has a bunch of different forms of energy that are healthy and natural that are time-released, and there's more money in it than anybody else puts in their product. So that's why Turbo Force has such a great effect, and so I really appreciate you, and I'm glad that you like Turbo Force.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Listening to a report from Milo Yiannopoulos.
You are listening to an Infowars.com.
That's what the women tune in for, isn't it?
If you
They do.
They like that.
Are the women tuning in for you right now?
No. It's that voice. That voice.
You know, it is strange. Women like that voice.
No, I didn't mean me. I meant you.
When I'm gibbering loud, when I talk real slow to women.
Oh, yeah.
Now, listen, honey. We're going to take care of this right now. They do like it.
Yeah. I can
it's
imagine.
It's very strange.
I can imagine. That's your date night voice, isn't it?
That's your date night voice.
That's your Barry White.
Insane.
That's your Barry White voice.
They start trying to tear my clothes off. Ma'am, can you please give them? Thank you very much for this. It's a true story. I don't know. Black women love me. I don't know where it is.
Lucky for you.
Look at this bald head, man. Who's the...
You know, under normal circumstances, this combination, I'm always wary of it because I think everybody looks kind of Iranian, you know, with the beard and bald head. You are pulling it off, though. I got to give it to you.
No, I'm going to throw it back, man. I don't like it. Everybody else, listen. Enough about me. Actually, women hate me.
I'll be honest. My favorite combination with you is the hair and beard. I think it's better with
both.
We're
probably going to bring the hair back.
Better with both.
But your hair is fabulous.
Well,
now, let's talk about... I want to get into this whole... virus thing, but let's talk about Roger Stone. Because it's not just about Roger Stone, who's an important guy and a great guy, and gagged and shut down. You were at the trial. We covered it.
Yes.
Now the judge is trying to suppress that she rigged the jury. She's got a lawyer for the jurors to suppress what they did. You really knocked it out of the park. I watched it last night when you were on the war with Owen Schroyer. You've written about it at your great website. Tell folks how they can find that, censored.tv. We also have your own website, The Trial of Roger Stone. It's amazing.
Well, thanks. Yeah, so you can find the book. It's on Amazon, or you can go to stonetrial.com. What I've done is I've tried to explain how the story of Roger Stone's trial has larger ramifications for American jurisprudence, for freedom and whatnot. This is a very disturbing case of left-wing attack tactics, left-wing attack vectors, you know, cancel culture, and the deliberate misrepresentation of jokes as serious statements, and all the kinds of various forms of cultural warfare that the left has been engaged in, have now shifted. They've metastasized into legal strategies, too. So now you're...
It's not just lawfare. They went up as prison fare.
Indeed. But what they've done to us, to Roger, to Gavin, and people like that, trying to edge us out of the national conversation, is now appearing in courtrooms as well. I've been able to look at some sealed documents in this case, which are not available to the public, and the makeup of the jury, which I talk about at extensive length in the book, and this is the only example of anywhere you can find it. You can't see it on television. None of the other reporters will tell you anything about it, but I tell you in great detail in this book about precisely who and exactly, you know, what the political...
And by the way, I know you were there the whole time. That's why you were given it. They only leaked one of the jurors. We exposed the first one, the first foreman that worked for Obama and her husband worked for Mueller. You got another one, and now it came out. So I'm proud that you got this. I've been able to see that, but not authorized to put it out. The whole damn jury was Democrat operatives. And then why are they letting you put it in the book, but Roger and all them are scared to put it out?
Well, Roger can't speak about the case, which is why it's important that we make clear that hasn't spoken to us.
He hasn't.
His lawyers won't speak to us.
But why doesn't he? This woman's a joke.
Well, she is... In the book, you'll learn a bit about her history and about where she comes from. She worked for a law firm that, you know, one of the partners was a guy who was previously a politician who got shellacked by Roger Stone in a political operation. There's all kinds of stuff in the past that you will learn about in the book, The Trial of Roger Stone.
So Judge Amy Berman Jackson has a giant hard-on for Roger Stone.
There's some history there. There's some history there. You'll find out about that in the book a little bit. And
that'll be a headline tomorrow.
Why would she have a dog penis? Why would she have a dog? No.
Because she's a bitch.
Sorry. No, you know, sometimes
it's a family show. I apologize.
Sometimes it takes me a couple of days to acclimatize to Texas. I apologize.
No. I love women.
I should have stitched that one together in my head myself. I'm sorry. Well,
she's a monster.
Your mileage may vary on what you think of her.
No, but here's the difference. You're supposed to grovel to her. I'm not going to kiss her ass.
I have to tread carefully because I don't want to get hauled in for contempt of court.
She's not a bitch. She's a purple-butted baboon.
I like that. I like that. Let's stick with that. She's a purple-butted baboon. You can find out what some of the worst offenses of this purple-butted baboon you are in the
true baboonery. She's engaged in baboonery.
Anyway, on a serious note, obviously, we've had to piece this story together from documents and interviews and all the rest of it because Roger and his lawyers can't contact the outside world. They've been gagged, violation of their First Amendment. And not just that. He's also had other Bill of Rights Amendment rights curtailed as well. You could argue very persuasively that he's had his right to the illegal search and seizure has been violated. You could argue that his right to a fair trial has been violated, and indeed I do argue that in this book. And the worry for all of us at the Roger Stone trial is
it sets the precedent for the super railroading.
Well,
because they admit this is a beta test for everybody.
Exactly.
Like they'd be platforming you, taking your PayPal, mine too.
Exactly.
When I see Democrats in the street, they go, "We're going to put you in prison ever."
Yeah,
I'm like, for what? You're going to prison.
Well, now we know. Now we know. The answer is selective prosecution, the deliberate and mendacious misrepresentation of jokes and tomfoolery as witness intimidation and violent threats.
She says when I call her a purple-butted baboon, that's intimidation. Well, she's a public figure doing horrible things. Of course she's a purple. That's not even a nice enough name.
Well, see, federal judges exist in this peculiar realm of untouchability.
Well, they wear the black cloak,
where
the giant purple butt must be covered.
One of the things I talk about in the book is how, and you and I think, and maybe Gavin McGinnis are the three best examples of this. You can't speak satirically or in a comedic and lighthearted
fashion. No, you're right. It's not her ass. It looks like a baboon, but it's her face.
Well, I read the book. You can't speak in this sort of satirical or just plain disrespectful fashion about anybody on the left and have your remarks just treated as what they are, which is just satirical tomfoolery and a bit of fun. You can't do that and expect to get away with it in the way that, you know, someone like Bill Maher or Jon Stewart can be both a satirist and a serious political commentator.
Yeah, he can say whatever he wants, do whatever he wants, but we can't.
It's because
obviously she doesn't look like a baboon, but that's too pretty.
I have no comment to make on your repulsive and disgusting estimation.
Now you're against baboons?
Of
are
this,
you saying baboons,
this,
one of God's creatures?
Of this esteemed federal judge.
When I looked at a baboon's ass when I was a kid, I said, why did God make that? What is that?
Respected member of the federal judiciary.
Why does a baboon have
who does not deserve, for all of her years of diligent work on the bench,
why did God give a woman a face
of
a baboon?
Does not deserve this kind of ugly rhetoric. From Alex Jones.
Well, I piss on the King of England, the Queen of England, and this judge. I mean, who is she? She's dishonorable.
Well, that she is somebody, I do believe that she's dishonorable, and I think that I'm entitled to say so. And she is somebody who Obama tried very hard to have appointed, and now we know why.
Because he owns her.
Well, because the left at least does. And this is somebody who, you know, she's the one who threw out the case when two parents tried to bring a case against Hillary over Benghazi. She's the one who threw out a case the Catholic Church brought because they said that Obamacare mandates it requiring employers to include contraception.
She's a
provisions.
Special judge that covers up corruption and that they assign all the cases to.
She's certainly somebody for whom federal prosecutors go judge shopping and try to lock in because they know they'll get the result.
And you're right. Calling her a baboon butt lets her off easy.
It kind of does because if you merely...
I apologize.
If you merely...
She's not good enough.
If you merely... go for her physical appearance, and I'm not going to say that I don't do that at all in the book. There are moments where I am disobliging about how she looks, and you can look forward to those in chapter 3, 4, and 7, but it kind of does let her off the hook because there are serious questions about whether this judge should have the power she does.
I'm not into bestiality, but I do like Mr. Ed, and she looks like Mr. Ed.
She looks like she's been left out in the sun, like the face has just melted a little bit and then hardened again when she's been brought back in out of the rays.
I actually look at her.
You see what I mean slightly? You know what she looks a little bit like? She looks a little bit like...
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
I've heard people say that
Barry White,
too much of anything.
What I want to know, I think this is a listener poll that we should conduct.
Serious here.
Yeah, there we go. Alex or Barry.
I'm not even trying to be smooth around that. Baby, it's going to be good.
It's close.
So just let me take care of you right now. There you go. Lay back and let me take care of you.
I got to tell you, it's close. Ladies and gentlemen, listening at home, Barry White or Alex, you know you've always... Look, if the new stuff doesn't work out, you know you have that on lock.
You think so?
Yeah.
Well, I am not bragging, but it is true. Ever since I was like in college...
I'm not bragging, but let me brag for a second.
I was like, hey, how you all doing, right, honey? When I was just being calm, I'm wondering, like, what the hell's going on?
It gets in your bones. All right.
Now we have it. Quit flattering me.
Now we're going to have it. Well, I'm flattering
you. I'm going to talk like this.
I'm flattering you because we're now going to have a serious segment.
I'm Mickey Mouse
now. A serious segment.
I want to talk about your book because I've already read part of it. Okay. And I just want to say that Milo Yiannopoulos' new book, The Trial of Roger Stone, is more than just the trial of Roger Stone. It's the trial of America's basic liberties, and is a incredible tour de force exposing the modern 21st century witch hunt that is an enemy of every free man and woman across the world, and is a must read.
Well, I very much appreciate you saying that, and that'll probably appear on the back cover in the next couple of weeks.
It's not as good as Tucker Carlson. You just said it very succinctly. Tell people what Carlson says.
Yeah, so Tucker Carlson, if you have seen him on Fox News, said, read this book. It's a warning. And what the book is basically warning
against. That's what I keep saying. People go, when they're attacking me, I'm like, I can handle it. I actually kind of like it. I'm a sick person. But when they're doing this to Roger or me or you, they're going to set the precedent for you. People asked me 2 years ago with Total Deplatforming. They go, how are you taking it? I said, you know, I'm the test case. They're coming for you next. Because they've already gotten you.
That's right.
And then they go, oh, really? I'm like, do you understand? They're coming for you.
That's right. So in the book, I do talk about some of this. I talk about what this case is setting up for the future, the mechanics and precedents that it's establishing, and also about the various characters that are involved in this. If you've heard about the Mueller report, there are guys that were really sort of the power behind it. This guy, Andrew Weissman, and various others. And I talk
a
about
a bunch of just rat-like rubbing their hands together.
They are. You're right about that. And then I also talk in the book
about, didn't they overestimate? They thought they would win. What are they going to do now? They've lost. Change the subject to coronavirus.
Well, maybe. So then I talk about the thing that perhaps you haven't heard anywhere else, which is the Roger Stone that I know, which is the real guy that some of us have the pleasure of knowing privately, the actual real man behind the headlines, which brings home to you, I think, the kind of appalling abuse of prosecutorial power that this is.
And describe the real Roger Stone briefly, because I would say a really smart, kind of classical, liberal-feeling guy.
Here's the thing about Roger. He is one of the last genuine iconoclasts who's also able to operate in mainstream politics. And by that, what I mean is you can never predict his position on any particular issue. But when
he's very nuanced.
When you find them all out, that he starts to make sense as a person. So people are surprised, for instance, to find out that Roger Stone has throughout his career been one of the most strident defenders of animal rights. Of anybody on the political right
or sexual left. Rights.
He's also a sexual libertine. He's also very libertarian in matters of
But he's actually that in action. That's why they fear him.
Well, he lives his principles. And one of the things I talk about in the book is the fact that although he may come across as a man who lives in artifice with the suits and the cocktails and all the rest of it, actually he is living the real Roger Stone. It's the people in the bland navy blue suits who are dressing in a particular kind of uniform to cover up something ugly and mendacious about themselves.
Exactly. They are the ones who are pretending. He's admitting to you he's flamboyant.
Exactly. He's showing you who he is. And the thing about Roger is, you know, you can't predict his positions and you can't generalize about him either. And I think it's so important in an era of stultifying political conformity where everyone sounds the same and everyone's up to the same terrible, terrible stuff behind the scenes, that there's a guy who is what he says he is. And
let me tell you a Roger Stone story since you get to this. He wore this giant cowboy hat to go shooting, like the biggest one I ever saw. He goes, he goes, I'm just having fun. I like to, like, whatever the archetype is, go with it. Mm. But as I got to know him better, he's like, I was talking about God and stuff at dinner. And
yes.
Now God made me strong. He goes, no, I agree. It's God. It's the fight against the evil. And
right.
Tell him more about God. So what he says is he accepted Jesus Christ as his Savior. That's not fake with Roger.
No, it isn't. And, you know, it's not a surprise either that almost all of the people who have been attacked the most vigorously by the left are God-fearing. People who are either Christians.
And again, doesn't mean they're perfect, but
no. But they're either Christians or they are at least hugely respectful of Christianity. It is not.
So why is there such an attack on Christianity?
Well, because Christianity is the fundamental underpinning of Western civilization. It isn't freedom. It isn't democracy. It isn't capitalism. It's Christianity.
That's it. Yeah.
It is ultimately, for all of its faults, and it has gone terribly.
I got told by the New York Times like 3 years ago, we're going to destroy you in a private meeting. I had non-disclosure stuff. Their representative, we want you to stop defending Christianity.
Yeah.
We want you to accept Islam. We want you to come out against guns. And we want you to accept drag queen story time, which means pedophilia. And I just said, no.
It brings out the queer basher in me. When I see drag queen story time, I just want to end them all.
Well, honestly. Since when do gay dudes want to run out and, like, have kids in their lives? I never heard of that.
Well, I thought, you know, I'm just so ashamed of my fellow homosexuals. Weren't we told all they wanted is just to get married and be like everybody else, and then within a year they're putting sex offenders into kids' libraries. Anyway, let's get back to the subject.
I got to leave town, but you should come back and talk about that because
I would love to. I will come back. I'm heading out today, but I'll definitely come back and talk at length about Drag Queen Storytime, particularly who's funding it, because it's a very interesting story about how all this emerged. So I will do that on another occasion. The last thing I want to say about Roger and about the book is when I explore who he is and you find these unusual and unexpected things in his biography, for instance, that he has worked tirelessly and not just by giving money but with his time
to decriminalize drugs,
exactly,
to free blacks from prison. He's the one that got Trump. It wasn't Kanye West's wife. He helped. That was Roger 40 years ago.
Right. And also head injuries for NFL players, which is something that almost exclusively affects African Americans. So there are all kinds of things about Roger that you probably don't know, that you may be surprised and pleased to find out about. And you will be appalled and angered by the injustice of this.
But I think they've really jumped the shark, screwed the pooch, whatever.
I think they've overreached by allowing a foreperson who is a former, and let me tell you just very briefly about the jury. You've got this foreperson that everybody knows. The name is now public, Tamika Hart. She's in my book. Seth Cousins outed himself in the pages of the Washington Post, so we can give both of those names. Allowing a foreperson who had run...
They out themselves in the Washington Post, and then I'm not supposed to say their name.
Right. And then they themselves have come out in public, but then there's something... Anyway... But even when you step beyond this foreperson who was a Democratic congressional candidate, let me tell you just very briefly some things about the rest of the jury in the abstract in a way that won't get you in any legal trouble. 5 out of 12 were either lawyers or married to lawyers. 2 of the jury members had worked for Democratic senators. 1 of the jury members had worked for a Democratic congressman. All of them, when they listed the news sources that they regularly consumed, listed left-wing news source.
No, I mean, listen, I'm glad they could get in the book. So, I couldn't get people out with him to come on about this. I'm glad you've got the scoop. You've got to stay in town or come back on the show tomorrow or next week. Because now I've read only part of the book. I read the rest of it. The judge thought Trump would be removed by office from now. They went with a totally rigged jury. This is unprecedented in the rigging of juries.
Let me be really honest with you. I have always been on the fence about some of the more outre, you know, what they call conspiracy theories or theories.
The
or
wild,
whatever.
It's all controlled stuff.
Yeah, yes. Sometimes, you know, the world government stuff makes me go,
no,
but,
and they said I was Bill Hicks. I started questioning.
Right. But I was like, but I got to tell you, I was sitting in that courtroom. I was sitting there in that courtroom in Washington, D.C., watching and unfold before me.
The lynching.
Yes, but it's an absolutely undeniable, not just a miscarriage of justice. This is not just...
But a railroading.
We're used to biased judges, we're used to biased juries, we're used to all this stuff. But here's the important thing you have to grasp. There's no way that this jury could have been assembled by random computer selection. I cannot...
Oh, no, it was a heavy Democrat operative.
I do not believe it. And when you look at the jury's answers, and I got to tell you as well, I've seen the original questionnaires. One of those questionnaires, the handwriting changes halfway through. And it's not just like, oh, well, maybe, you know, maybe you got that wrong. The direction of the check marks in the box is flipped.
Sure. What
it's
this
a left
says
hand
is,
and a right hand
if they
hand.
Got away with this rigging, they were going to duplicate it like Henry Ford's assembly line and do it nationwide.
The undeniable implication of this is that the jurors were being coached through their questionnaire answers because somebody else at some point even handed the piece of paper over, and thinking that this would never leave the orbit of the court. And in addition
and
to that...
And now the judge is fighting to suppress that being released.
One of the things that's most remarkable about this case is how much of it's under seal, despite the fact that it is an case of extraordinary
import. We're out of time.
Import.
Tell folks the name of the book again.
It's The Trial of Roger Stone. You can find it at Amazon. Just Google.
All right, Milo.
Roger Stone.
We appreciate you coming to town. I hope you're going back on the War Room before you leave.
Thank you.
War Room's coming up in just a few minutes. Infowars.com, Newswars.com. We have the Immune Gardel Super Silver back in stock, 20% off. And we have the vaunted, almost 5 months out, Living Defense back in stock. That funds our operation. We love you. We appreciate you. We love the crew. We don't like the judge. We love her. We love baboons.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.